that only fools pursue. And if my bubbles be too small for you,
I would not have you think that.
must die. He stared at them and shook with grief and fright, and cried like a great baby half at night, and made the women cry to see him cry. She was dead, and he had paid the singers and the sexton and the rest. He packed a lot of things that she had made, most and put some chopped up cedar boughs in with them. And tore down the slaughterhouse.
Call for me. And why while they call, can a man be free? So right through the forest where none can see, there's where I'm going to Tilbury Town. But why are you going so late, so late? Why are you going, John Everill Down? Though the road be smooth and the path be straight, there are two long leagues to Tilbury Town. Come in by the fire, old man, and wait. Why do you chatter out there by the gate? And why are you going so late, so late? Why are you going, John Everill Down? I follow the women wherever they call. That's why I'm going to Tilbury Town. God knows if I pray to be done with it all, but God is no friend to John Everill Down. So the clouds may come and the rain may fall. The shadows may creep and the dead men crawl.
Thank you.
voice that thrills eternity. Ever there comes an onward phrase to me of some transcendent music I have heard. No piteous thing by soft hands dulcimer, no trumpet crash of blood-sick victory, but a glad strain of some silver symphony that no proud mortal touch has ever stirred. Sing.